This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 6, Selling Puts.
Selling puts. Put buyers. Owners have the right to sell the underlying stock at the strike price anytime until the expiration date. Put sellers, the writers, are obligated to buy the stock if and when the owner exercises the put. So it's not a guarantee. Put buyers have a guarantee that they can put the stock to somebody if they want to. But the seller is not guaranteed they're going to purchase the stock. Okay, let me give you an example how that works. We have a stock trading at 81.25. The high is 86.5, the low is 76.45. And I think my forecast is the stock's going to trade above 80 for the next 28 days. So, I think the stock's going to trade above 80 for the next 28 days, well, one strategy could be doing a covered call on the 80 or 85 line, correct? Another strategy could be selling a put. If I have cash in my account to do a cash secured put, I could sell, let's say, the NOV 80 puts. The NOV 80 calls are trading at 325. The NOV 80 puts are $2. So I could sell the NOV 80 puts for $2. I could actually sell the NOV 85 puts for $5.10, or I could sell the NOV 75 puts for 85 cents. But what's my forecast? That the stock's not going to move, and I want to maximize my static rate of return, which is, means that I want to sell right around the strike price. So I want to sell the $2 put. I want to sell it slightly below the 81.25. I could sell the 85 puts. If I sell the 85 puts, how much premium is in that? 350, so it's $1.60 a premium. If I sell the 80 put, how much premium is there? $2. If I sell the 75 put, how much premium is there? 85 cents. So if I'm very, very bullish, which put do I sell? If I'm very bullish, you sell the 85 put. Because I have the most. If I'm moderately bullish, I sell the 80 put. If I'm a little bearish, I sell the 75 put. If I'm bearish, which put do I sell? None. Why would I sell puts when I'm, if I'm bearish and they're just going to appreciate in value? I'm not going to do that. We have the NOV 80 put, not that NOV 80 call that I gave you before, the 80 put for $2. 28 days prior to November expiration, I'm willing to buy the stock and I'm going to deposit $7,800 of cash. Why $7,800? I took $2 of premium in from the buyer. They paid me $2. They're insuring their asset. They picked the deductible of the 80 strike. I'm going to sell them that and I'm going to put up $7,800 just in case the stock starts to drop. I can pay for this. So the risk reward is very similar between selling a put or doing a covered call. They're virtually identical. The psychological aspects may be, seem dissimilar, but essentially, what do you want the stock to do in both situations? Move up moderately. Okay, let me pull the graph up. So if we sell the put, the 80 put for $2, how much money do we take in? $2. The value of the put at expiration is going to depend on where the stock is. Has no value anywhere at 80 or above, correct? What happens if it's at 60? It's worth $20. So we could just net out the trades. So if the stock was to move up, does everybody understand why this looks very similar to the covered call? As the stock goes up, your risk reward is very similar. You're only going to make a limited amount of money. And you're going to have substantial losses to the downside. So how much do you lose if the stock is 60? $18. 50? $28. And so on and so on. If the stock's 100, how much do you make?
$2.
Now, everybody remember what that covered call looked like? The hockey stick, sort of the downside. Same exact risk reward. So very similar risk reward. Now, the money that you put up is going to be a little different, so it's going to, and it's psychologically going to seem a little different. Very, very similar. Again, there's no monopoly on strategies either. If you don't like this, do the covered call. We're just trying to show you a different aspect of it. If you prefer the covered call, by all means, continue to do the covered call. If you put this trade on and you change your forecast, you should buy that put back, even if it's higher in price, because we're talking down the road, is it going to go even higher in price? You're happy to buy it back. So the short put and the covered call, the payoff diagrams are going to look very similar. Again, we just, at the OIC, we want to show you different strategies to find the one that you are comfortable with. If you're not comfortable with this strategy, do the alternative or the strategy that is very similar. Do the covered call. But some people like doing the put. Some people like doing the covered call. They're very, very similar. We have the dotted line is long stock at 81.25. Remember before I mentioned, well, at some point, you'd be better off with just having the stock. Well, obviously, as the stock goes up, the intersection of that hockey stick, you'd be better off with just the long stock. Well, now you're thinking, well, why didn't I just do the covered call? Well, you'd have the same hockey stick because you would have sold either the 80 or 85 call there also. So the advantage of the stock is, yes, you get point for point for the stock, but you didn't get any premium. The reason you're all here this evening is to learn about how to increase the rate of return in your portfolio. That's what selling options is all about. There's advantages to it and there are disadvantages to it. So we need to weigh them all because it's always about your own goals and your own risk tolerances. So everyone's going to have it, going to tweak the strategies a bit to meet their needs. Profits are limited to the premium received. Early assignment is possible, especially in puts. If a put goes deep in the money because of the cost of carry, market professionals would normally exercise that put. So once it goes deep in the money, so if you short that put, you're going to end up owning the stock. The risk is in the stock. The risk is in the stock. It's an important point. Whether it's a covered call or selling a put, the risk is in the stock. Losses occur if the stock price drops below the break-even point. This strategy is appropriate for neutral to moderately bullish forecast. If I'm extremely bullish or extremely bearish, this is not the strategy for me. So that's what I'm trying to teach you this evening is when to use these tools. If you're extremely bullish or bearish, you stay away from this. This is a moderate concept. If you were moderately bearish, you could sell the 75 put. You don't get a lot of premium, but at least you don't have to buy the stock until 75. So there's always a risk and reward. OIC teaches the cash secured strategy. How many actually do that? That depends on your broker. We at the OIC or we at the exchanges, we don't hold your accounts, the brokers do. So you got to ask your broker, you could ask them if they've done any studies or whatever. Most of them are going to tell you that they require cash secured puts. You have to have a margin account to trade the other way. So you'd have to show an extreme level of sophistication. You'd have to be with them for a while, sign more paperwork, have a lot of capital, and so on and so on. Some brokers will say spread trading's because they were quantifying our risk will allow it. But this is really, when I'm saying quantify, yeah, it's quantified, but the risk is $80. If you put up all the money, some broker's going to let you do it because it's your money up there.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope this podcast helped you learn more about what to think about and what to consider before selling puts. The next OIC Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast is podcast number 7, Selling Puts, Return Calculations. To download it free, go to 888options.com. And remember, we're here to help you get answers to your options-related questions. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-OPTIONS.